Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
So there you go. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show, and we'll be right back. Alrighty, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And today I am, happy to have as my guest, Laura Linzemeyer.
Hey, hey.
And Reem Khalil.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you? So we're here to talk about the Sawdust and a specific event at the Sawdust.
The happiest place on earth.
Yes.
Indeed. I think you've taken, wrenched the crown from the mouse.
Nice.
So you guys are having a fashion show.
We are. We're having another fantastic fashion show at the Sawdust Festival, representing all of their amazing designers and models, and Laura Linzemeyer from Roots and Beauty is sponsoring us. So,
wow.
Gosh, it's going to be an amazing event.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, Laura, are you a Sawdust artist as well?
I'm not, no.
So you're more than just a sponsor, but...
I'm more than just a sponsor. I'm a participator.
She's an everything girl.
I'm a Laguna Beach native.
Okay.
So I grew up here, grew up going to the Sawdust. So I love it. It is the happiest place on earth.
Okay.
It is. It has everything we love. And so it's an honor to be helpful and be able to play there. I love it.
Okay. And so what role do you play in the fashion show?
Yeah. So I've got a business located on Forest Avenue in the Lumberyard Plaza. It's called Roots, the Beauty Underground.
Okay.
And it's a non-toxic cosmetic shop.
Oh.
So it's a full spectrum cosmetic shop. So hair, skin, nails, makeup. And so I have a traveling team. I'm taking my whole crew.
Oh.
And we have all of our organic makeup on wheels. And we roll it over to the fashion or to the Sawdust,
mm-hmm.
and set up a mini Roots. And we get all the models dolled up. We have everyone hair and makeup.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Ernest, it's one of the most spectacular events. Sawdust has done fashion shows for many of years, but we just keep building up from, you know, ground zero to great to spectacular. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Laura from Roots. We have personal beauty enhancements. The models are top notch. Mm-hmm. We've got a catwalk. I mean, it just keeps getting better and better.
Do you guys have, where do the fashions come from?
Oh, my God. The fashions are from the most talented artists in Laguna Beach.
Well, first off, so this is a new audience. And so we shouldn't assume that they all know everything.
True.
So why don't you let us know some of the people who are going to be participating with their fashions?
So we are so fortunate to have some of the most amazing artists. We have Sue Winner, Olivia Batchelder, Helga Yeland, Edith Otto, myself. There's just a whole slew of different designers and different styles to represent, from high-end couture to ready-to-wear fashions,
okay,
all made local here in Laguna Beach.
Wow. And then, so all the people that you just listed, they're actually showing at the Sawdust
this year. Much more.
And you can go and...
And much more. We have about 15 to 20 designers.
At this moment, we have 19 participating designers in the fashion show.
And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're going to be representing their wares from handbags to couture ensembles.
Oh, so you can have your whole ensemble.
Complete.
Yes.
Complete.
It's so beautiful.
And it's all unique, and pretty much all the garments and all the designs are one-of-a-kind originals. So it's not like you're going to go to the mall and buy one of those average dresses that every other person has.
Right.
This is a one-of-a-kind, unique piece.
See that dress at the party, three other girls.
Oh, no. This is a statement. It's your wearing art.
Okay. And when did the fashion show start? How did you guys decide to start doing this? Or has it always been
historically, yes, the Sawdust has done fashion shows. You know, Sawdust Festival has been...
I didn't realize you guys were cool like that.
We are so cool!
The coolest.
We are so cool. We love to bring in our community. We love to show off our talents and be inclusive. And it's just evolved from the very beginning. I mean, back in the 70s, they had terrific fashion shows making stages, because before we didn't have anything a property. Now over time, we have now this beautiful deck with this waterfall. We're just evolving into a more high-end fashion show to represent our designers and our artistry.
Mm-hmm. You've got the proper setting and setup.
Yeah, it's going to be spectacular.
So when is this thing? When is the fashion show?
Next Sunday.
July 29th.
Sunday.
It's going to be so special.
Yeah, Sunday, July 29th.
July 29th.
1:30 is when it starts, but I recommend getting there a little early, because last year we were so packed. It was beautiful. The crowd was just raging with excitement for all the designs and the models coming through. It was something to see.
It was an experience. Yeah, the girls were stunning. Everybody was just styled to the nines. Yeah,
to the nines.
It was amazing. Yeah,
it was. It came from, you know, some of the designs, very flowy hand painted silks, and some beautiful felted wool coats with extravagant hats and hair updos from Laura, and
updos.
beautiful designs just flowing across the catwalk. And so every year it just keeps getting better and better, and we just keep stepping it up.
Yeah, the music's going to be amazing too.
Yeah, and then we have a DJ this year, so it's going to be quite a...
DJ fashion? All right.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a performance.
We're partying.
Yeah, celebrate. Celebrate.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. And I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. I have in the studio today Laura Linsenmeyer and Reem Khalil.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. This is KX93.5.
Beatlemania is putting the dust. London calling, see we ain't got for the rain, the truncheon thing. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thin. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river. It was true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? London calling. I never felt so much alike.
of my dreams. Is this not the way it seems? Purple words on a gray background. To be a woman and to be the woman in you that makes you wanna play this game.
Okay, hold your applause, hold your applause.
No, no, more, more, please.
All right. People, this is KX 93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And I am delighted to have in studio this morning the lovely ladies from, well, a lovely lady from the Sawdust and another lovely lady, Reem Khalil and Laura Linsenmeyer.
Linsenmeyer.
Okay, before that, people. Okay, this is KX93.5, and we're talking about the Sawdust Fashion Show coming up next week.
Next week, Sunday. Next Sunday.
Sunday the 29th,
1:30.
So now, Reem, you are a prolific fashion designer, and you've been in the Sawdust how long?
So I've been in the Sawdust Festival almost 20 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, prior to that, I designed my own line. I was the head designer for the Anthropology Company, and I went all around traveling.
I've heard of him, and I'm a guy.
Yeah, and I'm a guy. You are a guy. I learned a lot about myself working for the corporation. I'm definitely not a corporate-minded person.
Working for the man.
But but I definitely have a team player mentality, and I love the Sawdust family. I've been a part of it most of my life since I was young, one of my first jobs, and just the interaction and the encouragement of fulfilling your dreams. And so I came back to the Sawdust and got to fulfill my dream as an artist, and so the hospitality made that happen.
Let's unpack that a little bit. So you always wanted to be a fashion designer? You always wanted to be an artist? How did you get to this space?
Well, as a really little girl, I probably thought I was going to be a star on stage. And guess what? I am at the Sawdust. I'm going to be on the stage July 29th at 1:30 at the fashion show.
Superstar.
Wow. Yeah.
She turned that around on me, didn't she?
Comes naturally.
We have a whole slew of fantastic designers, and I am going to be also one of the designers there. I'm an eco designer. I do all my fashions from sustainable.
You're getting out of that question, aren't you? You're just going to keep rolling.
Right, right. Yeah, well, you know.
Let's talk more about your eyes.
Blinded.
So. Tell me a little bit about your fashion. What do you do, and where does it come from?
Who are you, Reem?
Yes. Let's do
who's
the
your
reveal.
Dad? Yeah.
Who's your dad?
Sorry. Well,
so you can see that this is going to be a pretty stiff and staid affair.
Nice. I'm one of seven children. I'm number six. And so I had to make a stand in my life. They just couldn't see me. Not to mention I'm the shortest one out of the pack.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I loved dressing up my sisters. I had five of them to dress up. And I've been sewing since I was a young girl. My mom was a seamstress. So fell into those footsteps. And, painting and dyeing fabrics have always been something I've been interested in because I didn't like what the mainstream had to offer as far as every pattern was the same. And so this way I got to bring out one-of-a-kind textiles and designs and studied plant dyeing and natural dyeing and textiles in college, and that was pretty exciting and kind of been a plant dyer since 1998. Oh, yeah. It's so cool. I get to forage cool. for my plants, mm-hmm. and then I boil. I'm like a little alchemist in there, just mm-hmm. boiling and extracting tannins, and I create all my own dyes and inks, and I get to work with eucalyptus and lichens and minerals and mushrooms, and I just keep going, ah, my job keeps getting better. I get to pay to shroom. It's awesome.
Yeah, that happened. And so where do you find the raw materials, the plants?
Are I literally go out and forage and hunt. I've taught my daughter how to forage for mushrooms and trees and plants and now, roots, and I grow some of it.
What colors, just give me an example, what colors do you get from a mushroom or from
I can create an entire rainbow from mushrooms.
Wow.
Just from California mushrooms, but not like, Southern California. It has to be Southern California and Northern California that I can create the entire rainbow palette.
Okay.
But Southern California, I can create half of the rainbow, which is pretty exciting.
With a mushroom.
With a mushroom. With a plant. Not with the same mushroom. With different species
okay. so
of mushrooms.
There's
all different. Yeah,
and
yeah.
So my, you can tell.
Yeah,
daughter, oh.
My ecology is a whole different realm, and a lot of people, you know, study for edibles and different. Well, you know, chanterelles, and I mean, mushrooms are amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
But they extract even more than just food. There's beautiful colors that come out of it. It's not just a wonderful taste. There's just an array of colors that is just this new platform that's coming about. Part about it is I'm really giving back and environmental as possible, not just for also for the person that's going to get into their skin or if they have sensitive skins. Or
so sharing that education too is so sure nature's work by informing. Like, do you know that you know your t-shirt is full of toxic dye, you know, and those fumes are emitting and you're breathing them in and they're soaking into your skin? I mean, we don't think of, nobody thinks about that stuff.
Yeah, so even just like wearing it and working with it, working mm-hmm. with the dyes, I don't have to worry about, you know, having any chemicals leach into my skin system. And yeah, I love it.
So
I love
special.
I teach a lot how to do what I do, and I'm so grateful that I have that ability to share my talents. So that part's fun, and Sawdust gives me the platform to share it out loud. We're a nonprofit educational venue, so we give back to the public, educating on all different talents that 200 artists all have something to share.
Okay.
So we're all working in our booths and sharing our wares and our talents and our knowledge, and what a great place.
It is.
And so the last time I passed by your booth, you have a loom, right?
Yes. Yeah, so not only do looming, I go as far as I'm a nut job, man. I make my dyes. I make my clothes. And now I'm making the fabric. I mean, I always tell my daughter, you're never bored. You're only boring if you don't have anything to do. So find something.
Put it back on you.
So, yep. So there it is. I weave a lot of my fabric, so I'm zero waste also. So any scraps, I weave it together and I create more fabrics. So
come
to my booth, 503, and watch
guys,
me.
It's the most beautiful
teach
clothing
you how to do it.
You've ever seen.
So it's
so beautiful.
The Sawdust is full of amazing, talented people that have so much to share. And if you go from booth to booth, you're chatting it up with one or two artists and you'll learn just a wealth of information.
Got it. So, Laura, you do Roots and Beauty?
So the name of my store is called Roots, the Beauty Underground.
Oh, the Underground.
And, yeah, the Beauty Underground. So it's not like the beauty shop or the beauty store. It's the Beauty Underground. It's all we specialize in independently owned, non-toxic cosmetic lines.
Okay.
Right? So nothing's owned by, you know, the Estee Lauder or L'Oreal, right? Like the big corporate monsters, right? That are testing on animals and using toxic ingredients. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're cruelty-free.
Something about, you know, chemicals and makeup and just a lot of really pretty potent stuff. That's not very natural.
So there's 1,400 chemicals banned in cosmetics in Europe. 1,400 chemicals that they are not allowed to put in beauty products. You will be jailed if you put them in your beauty products. None of those ingredients are
banned here.
Banned in the U.S.
And so you can find them if you want them.
Oh, yeah. You can get yourself real sick
available.
Real quick.
But if you go to Roots and Beauty Underground, you will be hit.
And so, healthy. Laura, how did you get into this direction? How did you find this space in your life?
I mean, I've been in the beauty industry 20 years now. It's all I've ever done. I went to beauty school right out of high school. I mean, I was for sure, you know, born to do to be in the beauty industry. I felt drawn to it. And then I was introduced to organic hair color.
Oh, okay.
About like 10 or 11 years ago. And that just opened my, I was Pandora's box. I was just like, what do you mean organic hair color? And then I'm like, well, what else is in this? What's in this? And then I saw, okay, I found there's a gap in my market where like, how is this not the norm? You know, I want to bring healthy cosmetics to my community as, but to be normal. You know,
right,
not like people.
Not a specialty.
Right. Just like, I'm going to go buy my makeup and it's not going to kill me. That should be the norm.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, now I know what I need to do. And once I set my mind on that, I just got organized, did all my research, spent a couple years in, corporate cosmetics to really study, you know, how a business is run and training and all that. And then I was like, okay, I'm ready. And it's been 6 years now. I've been open. It'll be 6 years August 1st.
Wow. And how do you find your product line?
Lots of research, lots of reading, lots of divine intervention.
Okay.
I mean, I can't even tell you.
Lean on the spirit.
Oh, my gosh. Guided, for sure.
Hashtag.
Yeah, major. And so lots of, I feel like the best way to research things, I always like find people in my industry that I admire. I admire their work. I admire their brands. And then I read their interviews. What are they using? What are they finding?
Okay. Oh, okay.
And so that's how I kind of slip in there and get deeper and deeper into what's coming up and what my people I look up to are using.
Okay. And is that slice of the business or the industry growing? Are more people becoming aware of this kind
Absolutely.
Of thing?
I mean, the mainstream cosmetic industry is on a aggressive downward spiral.
Okay.
I mean, shutting down left and right, and all these brands are, selling out and closing down. It's crazy. But the green beauty industry is on, I mean, I wish I had the statistics on me, but it's something like, you know, each year we're up, 120%, you know,
oh, wow.
It's wild.
Okay, so it's
this is
up.
What's happening at 100%.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is KX93.5, and I want to remind the listeners that I have Laura Linsenmeyer and Reem Khalil in my studio, and they're actually here to talk about the Sawdust Fashion Show coming up next week. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will find out more about the activities. Okay, this is KX93.5.
Do
right. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. Today I have Laura Linsenmayer and Reem Khalil as my guests. And they are here from the Sawdust to talk about the Sawdust fashion show. But before, anyway, this is KX93.5. And I am here with Reem Khalil and Laura Linsenmayer from the Sawdust. And so when is that fashion show again?
July 29th, next Sunday.
Next Sunday. 1:30.
Sunday.
Sunday fun day at the Sawdust.
1:30, come early. Get your spots, shop around. Be mindful of the parking, too. You want to get in bit early to get a spot. We are a destination.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.
So,
and then I love they've got all the trolleys, so you can like park in another parking lot and then take one of the free trolleys in. It's really easy and it's an experience. It's fun.
Yeah, and you get to hang out with the people.
Yeah.
And so if someone was to attend this, what could they expect to see? What array of fashions? Oh, and who's sponsoring this?
Oh, we have a fabulous sponsor. Laura Linsenmayer from Roots and Beauty. We are so grateful to have her on board. She was generous enough to be a part of our team last summer, and her expertise in beauty and enhancing everyone's natural beauty with all organic products. What a pleasure. Her studio or shop is located on Forest Avenue. It's Roots and Beauty Underground in the Lumberyard Plaza, and we are so, so grateful to have her be a part of our Sawdust Fashion Show team.
Pleasure.
And I like talking about her in the third party, though.
I'm going to pretend like she's not right next to me because...
That's okay.
Laura.
Right. And so I know you're going to have fashions on display walking about.
Oh, my fashions are going to strut down the runway like nobody's business. I got some great models. We have models and designers from all over the world, actually. We have a very international, eclectic group at the Sawdust Festival. It's so wonderful. With the hospitality of the show, we have designers from Germany, myself, from Spain, from... models from Eastern Europe. It's pretty exciting that we have such an array of models and designers from all over the world, and people don't realize how eclectic and diverse the Sawdust really is.
Right.
If you just look, it's so amazing.
And everyone's so excited about it. Like, even all of our participants from last year, when I reached out to them again this year, like, oh, are you interested in, you know, doing this passion project with us again? And they were so excited.
Yeah,
which
the
makes
enthusiasm's
it that much,
yeah, great. It's
beautiful.
I
was there last year. It was a wonderful show.
I mean, yeah, it was a good turnout. I mean, I don't even think some of the press couldn't get through because the crowd was definitely enjoying the show. It was quite a performance.
Yeah,
it was quite a performance. I mean, we had models dancing. I mean, it was great.
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. Okay, so when is that again?
July 29th, next Sunday at
1:30.
Sunday.
So the Sawdust Fashion Show, and it is sponsored by Roots Beauty Underground.
RootsBeauty.com. You can check everything out.
Right.
We have
There's
a website.
Websites.
RootsBeauty.com has all of our amazing non-toxic products available online. And it's really in-depth about our passion project. And you can also find us on Instagram at Roots Laguna Beach.
Okay. And Reem, do you have a...
I do. My personal have a hashtag Refined Bohemian. So, and my clothing line is Refined Bohemian. My website is therefinedbohemian.com. And you can find all of my sustainable designs, my artwork, and my workshops all on that website and on Instagram, Refined Bohemian. Also, we're linked to the Sawdust website, which is Sawdust Festival. StardustArtFestival.org.
Okay.
And we also have an Instagram page and a Facebook page, which gives everybody's information and links to all the artists as well. Yeah.
So I promised that I would get you out of here a little bit early so that you could do the rehearsal.
We've got dress rehearsals in 12 minutes.
Putting on a show.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being being here on the Importance of Being show.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
One last time, what time is the fashion show and what day is it?
Sunday. 1:30 next Sunday, July 29th at 1:30. Sawdust Art Festival, 935 Laguna Canyon Road. You can park at the Act 5 or on the Canyon Road there, and the trolleys will pick you up anywhere you park and get there on time so you don't miss out on some fabulous designs.
And the weather's beautiful, and they've got a beer garden. It's the happiest place on earth.
Amazing art.
Stuff for the kids to do.
Music.
Toe rings.
Right, toe rings.
Oh.
So much fun. There's something for everyone at that show.
It's the happiest place
on earth. I'm telling you, Mickey, step down.
Summer in Laguna is magical.
It really is.
It is. Well, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
It
Our
has
pleasure.
Been magical for me. And go get those models in step.
Woo-hoo!
That's right.
All right.
Thanks,
you've been listening. Thank you. Thank you so much. You've been listening to the Importance of Being show here on KX93.5. And we've got a little bit of time, but coming up next is Steve Reed with the Coast Highway Shuffle, but I'll play a couple songs before we get to that point. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
This is KX93.5. Oh, you're welcome.